This is the Sakar Merli of the 22nd of May, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have to become Karmatit before returning home. This is why no flaw should remain inside you. Continue to examine yourselves and remove any weaknesses you have. Question. In order to create which stage do you have to make effort? Which effort do you have to make for that? Answer. Anything you see with your eyes should not appear in front of you. Even while seeing, do not see. Even while living in your bodies, remain soul conscious. It takes time to create this stage. Your intellects must not remember anything except the father and the home. To attain this stage, become introverted and examine yourselves. Keep your own charts. Om Shanti. You sweetest, long-lost and now-found spiritual children, understand that you are establishing your deity kingdom, in which there are kings as well as subjects. Everyone makes effort. Those who make more effort claim a bigger prize. This is a common law, it is nothing new. You can call it a deity garden or a deity kingdom. This garden is now iron-aged. It is a jungle of thorns. In this too, some trees bear plenty of fruit and others less. Some mangoes have less juice. Others are of another variety. There are varieties of trees, flowers and fruit. In the same way, all of you children are also number-wise according to the efforts you make. Some of you give very good fruit, and others give fruit that is not so good. There are varieties of trees. This is a garden that bears fruit. This deity tree is being established. That is, the garden of flowers is being established as it was in the previous cycle. Gradually, you are becoming very sweet and fragrant, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. There are many varieties. They also come to the Father to see the Father's face. Therefore, you surely understand that Baba is making you into the masters of heaven. You children surely have the faith that the unlimited Baba is making you into unlimited masters. There is a great deal of happiness in becoming a master. There is sorrow in the status of a limited master. This play is made up of happiness and sorrow, and it only applies to the people of Bharat. Baba says to you children, first of all, look after your home. A master keeps his vision on his home. The father too looks at each and every child to see what virtues and what defects each one has. You children yourselves understand that if Baba were to ask you to write down your defects and bring that list to Baba, you could very quickly write down things you consider to be your defects. There is definitely one defect or another. No one has yet become complete. Yes, you definitely do have to become that. There is no doubt that you became that every cycle. However, at this time you have defects. By your telling Baba of them, he can explain how to remove them. At this time you have many defects. All All the main defects you have are due to body consciousness. They cause you a great deal of distress. They do not allow your stage to progress. Therefore, make full effort. You now have to renounce your bodies and return home. You also have to imbibe divine virtues here before returning home. Baba is explaining to you the meaning of reaching your Karmateet stage. If you want to return having become Karmateet, there should be no flaws in you because you are becoming diamonds. Each one of you knows what flaws you have because you are living beings. A physical diamond would not be able to remove its flaws. You are living beings, and so you can remove your flaws. You become like diamonds from shells. You know yourselves very well. The surgeon asks you, what flaw do you have that is causing an obstruction and does not allow you to make progress? You have to become flawless by the end. All of those flaws now have to be removed. If the flaws are not removed, the value of the diamonds is reduced. This one is also a very clever jeweler. Throughout his life, he had been examining diamonds with these eyes. There would not be another jeweler who has as much interest in assessing diamonds. You too are becoming like diamonds. You understand that you still have one flaw or another within you. You have not yet become complete. Because you are living beings, you can remove any flaws by making effort. You definitely do have to become like diamonds. And you will only become like that when you make full effort. The father says, the stage of each of you should be so strong that at the time of leaving your body at the end, you will remember no one else. This is clear. You have to forget everyone, your friends and relatives, etc., and have a relationship with the one Father alone. You are now becoming like diamonds. This is a jewellery shop. Each one of you is a jeweller. No one else understands this. You children know, and it is in the heart of each one of you that you are becoming a master of the world, according to the effort you make. Those who claim a high status must definitely have made effort. They are amongst you. It is you children who have to make so much effort. This is why Baba continues to look at each and every child just as someone looks at flowers. How fragrant is this flower? What is this particular one like? What flaw does this one still have? You are living beings, and only you living diamonds can understand what defects you have within you that make you break your intellect's yoga away from the Father and make it wander somewhere or other. The father says, children, remember me alone. No one else should be remembered. While living at home with your families, only remember the one father. Abati was created of those who became ready to go out and do service. It is seen that the older ones are doing very good service. A few new ones are also being added. The bati of the older ones had to be created. Although they are older, they definitely do have some defects. Each one of you can understand in your heart that you have not yet created the stage that Baba tells you you have to. The Father has explained your aim and objective. The greatest alloy of all is body consciousness. This is why your intellects are drawn towards bodies. While being in your bodies, you have to become soul conscious. You have to create such a stage that whatever you see with those eyes should not appear in front of you. Your intellect should not remember anything other than the Father and the Land of Peace. You will not be able to take anything back with you. At first, all your relationships were new. Now your relationships are old. You should not have the slightest remembrance of any old relationships. It is said your final thoughts will lead you to your final destination. This applies to the present time. Human beings of the Iron Age have composed these songs, but they do not understand the meaning of them. The main aspect that Baba explains is, you must not remember anyone except the One Father. It is only by remembering the One Father that your sins can be cut away and you can become a pure diamond. Some stones are very valuable. Rubies too are valuable. The Father makes you children even more valuable than himself. Each of you has to check yourself. The Father says, become introverted and check yourself. What defects do I have? To what extent have I become soul conscious? Baba continues to explain many methods to you for making effort. To whatever extent possible, have remembrance of the One. No matter how lovely your children are, how beautiful and lovely they are, you must not remember anyone else. Nothing of this world should be remembered. Some have a great deal of attachment to their children. The Father says, remove all your attachment from them and have remembrance of the One. Only have yoga with the One lovely Father. You receive everything from Him. By having yoga with Him, you become lovely. It is souls that become lovely. The Father is pure and lovely. In order to make you souls pure and lovely, the Father says, children, the more you remember me, the lovelier you will become. You become so lovely that people are still worshipping you even now in the form of deities. You become very lovely. You rule the kingdom for half a cycle, and then you are worshipped for the other half cycle. You yourselves become worshippers and worship your own images. You are the ones who become the loveliest of all. However, only when you remember the lovely Father very well will you become lovely. You must not remember anyone except the One Father. Therefore, check yourselves. Do you remember the Father with a great deal of love? There should be tears of love while having remembrance of the Father. Baba, no one is mine except you. There should not be any remembrance of anyone else, and no storms of Maya should come. Many storms do come. You have to examine yourselves very carefully. Is my love drawn to anyone other than the Father? No matter how lovely something may be, you should only remember the one Father. All of you become the lovers of the one Beloved. Once the lover and beloved see each other, that's it. They do not marry, they live apart, and yet the remembrance of each other remains in their intellects. You now know that you are the lovers of the one Beloved. You also used to remember that Beloved a great deal on the path of devotion. Here too, since he is personally in front of you, you have to remember him a great deal. The Father says, "Remember me alone and your boats will go across." There is no question of doubt about this. Everyone does devotion in order to meet God. Here, some children do service from deep within their bones. It is as though they become desperate to do service. They work so hard. You also understand that eminent people will not understand that much. However, your efforts are not wasted. Some of them understand and become worthy, and they then come in front of Baba. You can understand whether someone is worthy or not. They receive drishti from you children, and you children are the ones who decorate them. You children have decorated all of those who have come here. Baba decorated you, and you then decorate others and bring them here. The Father gives thanks when you decorate others in the way that you have been decorated. However, you can decorate others even more than you decorate yourselves. Each one's fortune is separate. Some who come to understand become even cleverer than the ones who explain to them. They think that they are able to explain better than this one. When they have the intoxication of being able to explain, they go and serve others. They climb into the hearts of both Bap and Dada. There are many new ones who are cleverer than the older ones. From thorns they have become very good flowers. This is why Baba sits and examines everyone. What weaknesses do these ones have? If this one removes this weakness, he can do very good service. Baba is the master of the garden. He has a desire to get up and go and look at those at the back, because many go and sit at the back. Very good Maharatis should sit at the front. There is no question of anyone becoming upset about this. If they do feel upset and begin to sulk, they are sulking with their own fortune. There is limitless happiness on seeing the flowers sitting at the front. This one is very good. This one has a few defects. This one is very clean. This one still has alloy accumulated inside him. Therefore, you have to remove all of that rubbish. No one can love you as much as the Father does. A wife has love for her husband, but her husband doesn't have that much love for her. He would even take a second or third wife. When a woman's husband dies, she weeps and wails in distress. But when a man loses a shoe, he takes another. A body is called a shoe. Shiv Baba also has a long boot. You children now understand that by remembering Baba, you will become first class. Some who are fashionable have 4 to 5 pairs of shoes. A soul only has one shoe. There should only be one pair of shoes for the feet, but it has also become the fashion to have plenty. You now understand what inheritance you are claiming from the Father. We are becoming the masters of that paradise. Heaven is called the wonder of the world. Surely it must be Heavenly God the Father who establishes heaven. You are now establishing heaven for yourselves in a practical way by following Srimat. Here people build huge palaces. All of them are going to be destroyed. What will you do there? Your heart should realize that you don't have anything here. Although you live at home with your families, you still understand that everything belongs to Baba. You don't own anything, you are trustees. Trustees do not own anything. Baba is the master. Everything belongs to Baba. Maintain this consciousness even at home. These things do not enter the intellects of the wealthy. Baba says, live as trustees. No matter what you do, continue to give a signal to Baba. That is, let Baba know about it. When they write, Baba, can I build a house? Baba replies, by all means build it, but remain a trustee. The Father is sitting here. When the Father returns home, you will all go back together with him. Then you will go into your kingdom. I have to come every cycle in order to purify you. I come at my own time. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Remove your attachment from everyone and only remember the one lovely father. Become introverted and examine yourself for defects and remove them. Become a valuable diamond. 2. Just as the Father has decorated you children, in the same way you have to decorate others. Engage yourselves in the service of changing thorns into flowers. Remain a trustee. 3. Blessing. May you remain completely pure in Brahmin life with the lesson of belonging to the One and staying in your spiritual royalty. Make the lesson of belonging to the One firm and inculcate the royalty of purity into your Brahmin life. And this spiritual royalty will continue through the whole cycle. Out of all the souls from the Supreme Abode, the sparkle of your spiritual royalty and purity is the most elevated. In the beginning period, in your form of deities, there is especially this personality. Then in the middle period, your images are worshipped with discipline in the right way. The basis of Brahmin life in this confluence age is the royalty of purity. Therefore, while you live this Brahmin life, you definitely have to remain completely pure. Slogan. become gods and goddesses of tolerance, and even those who insult you will then embrace you. Om Shanti.